Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Reverend Marcy Ann. And I finally got this computer to turn on and allow me to access the network for Blog Talk Radio. Hooray, hooray. And I missed last week. Of course, on Sunday, you know, it's hard to find somebody to come and work on your computer. But I have a great computer guy that keeps mine running, and it's not the computer, it's the power source here in the room where the computer is. So it's kind of like a whole shebang, you know, I've got to go through here to get everything all reset up again. But I feel like these messages are important, especially at this time. So I'm going to keep trying to do them. And the very first one says... Word from God, I still have much to teach you. You are walking along a path I have chosen especially for you. It's a privileged high path, and it can feel like perilous way at times. And sometimes you question why you're to be carrying out such an important but misunderstood assignment right now. And this is just between you and me. Don't worry about what other people think. The work I am doing in you is being hidden right now, but eventually the blossoms will burst forth to the delight of the eyes of the beholders, and your abundant fruit shall feed my flock. Stay on this path of life with me. Trust me wholeheartedly. Let my spirit within you, in your heart, keep your mind and body in joy and peace. And Isaiah 30:18 says, therefore, wait upon the Lord, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will you be exalted, that he may be shed abroad in your heart in love. For the Lord is a God of love and justice. Blessed are all they that wait for him. 1 Kings 8:23, this is Solomon speaking. Oh, my Lord God, there is no other God like thee in heaven above or on earth who keepest covenant with mercy with thy servants who walk with thee with all of their heart. And then finally, Galatians 5:22 tells us what the fruit of the Spirit that is being developed in us in its fullness. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So all that is available to us. Within us, actually, in the power of the Holy Spirit, who will bring it forth in times of need and in times of great jubilation. All right, next one, word from God. Let the Holy Spirit into every cell of your physical body to cleanse and purify all effluvia. And I had to look that word up. I think it is used in the Bible. The definition is the waste from doctrines of men and their lusts for political power, the beliefs in unworthiness and lack, poverty, sickness, and death. That's what God wants to use his Holy Spirit to cleanse out of us. Feel the liberating power of my Spirit. Transmute your energy into the pure bliss of your salvation. And let that bliss shine forth from your eyes. Let that bliss heal your body. Let that bliss convince your mortality that you are an eternal son and daughter of God, foreordained, predestined to rule and reign in my kingdoms throughout the universes as they appear. Earth is your schoolroom of experience to prepare you for your future. You are my glory, and I love you. Isn't that a good one? Okay, word from God. Living in my peace is not an elusive goal hidden at the center of some complicated maze. My presence within you is abiding peace. You cannot think your way into peace. My peace is inherent in my presence. Peace is knowing that as you breathe each breath, I am with you. Peace is taking each step, holding my hand. Lean on me and take each step in confidence. Peace is knowing that I love you and I want only your highest and best good. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, this is a very familiar scripture to most people. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And then Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which has been given unto us. And 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. All right, next one, word from God. Make your mind be a still pool of water, ready to receive my thoughts. I drop into it one by one. As you consider the challenges this day presents, do not wear yourself out worrying about whether you can cope with the pressures. Keep looking to me and communicating with me as we walk through this day together. And if you need to, take time to rest by the wayside, for I'm not in a hurry. A leisurely pace accomplishes more than hurried striving anyway. And remember that you are royalty in my kingdom, and you have many cosmic workers assigned to you. They are on duty day and night, making sure that all is well. And Psalm 37, this is another very familiar scripture. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And then Romans 8:6, for as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that presence of the Holy Spirit within you, which is leading and guiding you each and every day in love, is your proof that you are a son of God with all the rights and privileges thereof. That means everything Jesus was, is, and ever will be, that's who you are too. We haven't been told that very much, you know. We haven't been told we're sons of God, but we've been told we're children of God, but they not sons. I mean, I think the church is mostly thought of that Jesus is something different than we are. Well, he isn't. That wouldn't have worked if he was. If you believe he died for you, it takes what we are to be overcome, our mortality, in order for us to be free, freed. So Jesus was mortal, just like us, and he accomplished the overcoming death, the last enemy, and was resurrected. And that's what makes us free. It's the power of the resurrection. That's working in your life, then you're free from all of the mistakes of mortal life, poverty, sickness, and death. And we'll talk about that some other time, because that's a whole subject, or probably, you know, many, many programs for us not to believe in death. But Jesus ascended, and we can also ascend and not die. We're in our eternal life now. And so this is all part of the what the original word this morning I got from God. I still have much to teach you. Isn't that the truth? So I'm going to get this power situation in my office figured out. Try to keep this computer running for as long as I can, as long as these messages keep coming to me from God. You know what? I'm thinking also of maybe putting them on Wisdom, which is a new worldwide app that is geared to radio programs such as this one that I've had on Blog Talk Radio all these years. And I think I'm going to start giving these words of God out on the Wisdom app also. All you have to do is go to Google and put in Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, and the app will come up and they'll tell you all about it. And there's tons of programs, but it's going to be, I'm really excited about it because it's going to be a worldwide platform for us to be able to come into unity as one people here on earth. Isn't that exciting? All right, so say a little prayer from my computer. Poor thing, we're trying to get it to work in kind of primitive situations here where I live, because I'm in a kind of an older senior community, and apparently our the way these places were built originally, they can't handle the amount of power that is needed today to run all our stuff. But I'm thankful I was able to get these messages out to you today. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. This is Marcy Ann, and for those of you who listen to the program all the time, you know it's time to ring the bells.